We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But we're going to go to the phones right now. He is a Hall of Famer, a three-time Super Bowl champ, former Niners wide receiver, the great Jerry Rice with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, we appreciate the time, and we would love to speak with you about the Super Bowl and everything in between, but the story of the day is the tragic passing of Kobe Bryant and eight others in yesterday's helicopter crash. Let's just start with this. Just what were you doing yesterday when you heard the news, and what was your first reaction?
Well, I think the world just came to a halt yesterday with the passing of Kobe Bryant and also his daughter, Gigi. And what Kobe brought to the basketball game, the dedication, the hard work, and, you know, he just wanted to destroy you on that basketball court. And this guy, you know, he started at a very young age. And, you know, he's the Black Mamba. And he was one of the greatest of all time. And, you know, you think about Kobe, I think he was an MVP back in 2008, then three-time NBA final MVP, 18-time All-Star appearance. He was third on the scoring list until LeBron James surpassed him before the passing. And he was also the guy to score 81 points against Toronto. And, you know, he's going to be really missed, and my condolences goes out to the family. And I can't even imagine what that family is going through right now. But, you know, he's, like I said, one of the greatest of all time. And he will always be remembered as, you know, a GOAT.
Jerry, you know, he's definitely remembered as one of the GOATs, and you're a GOAT. You're the greatest receiver that played. And you think about the similar paths that you guys, the work ethic that he talked about and how hard he worked and how hard you worked. How do you sum all this up? How do we as a country, how does we as people, black, white, doesn't matter. You see how unfortunate this tragic death, have you heard people talking about, tell people you love them, do those things. What can we take away from this moving forward?
Well, Lo, you can't take life for granted. You just never know, you know, when that time is going to come. So, you know, whenever you're around your loved ones or anything, you should let them know that you love them. You should hug him, and you should cherish that day. And, you know, with Kobe Bryant, I think he did that with his family, you know, with his daughters. And how, you know, I think they just had a new baby. The baby is not that old. And, God, it's just so heartbreaking to see this happen. And you see all, you know, the people, the entire world, people from all over the world, they had to take a back seat. They had to step back for a second. You know, they had to reflect on, you know, what's going on in their lives and all of that and who's around them. And, you know, it's devastating, man. And I, you know, I'm trying to just take it day by day, but we lost a legend, you know, someone that brought so much to the game of basketball. And he had that hunger and that determination to be the best. And you have to sacrifice while you do that. You know, when you want to be the best, the time that you put in doing practice, you know, working on your game and doing all that, it can take away from your family. But he didn't let that happen. You know, he wanted to be a part of his family. He wanted to see his daughters grow. And Gigi, you know, he felt, you know, he was working with her, you know, in basketball because, you know, he felt like she was going to be a phenom. And she really loved the game of basketball.
They talk about Mamba mentality and his work ethic second to none. And you saw Tiger Woods yesterday give some comments after his tournament down in Torrey Pines, another guy known for his work ethic. And you're of the same ilk, Jerry, famously running the hill. What is it like when you have that determination that is not only externally motivated because you want to be great, but internally motivated as well?
you just have that fire, you have that desire, and you feel like you have never really arrived, like you have never, you know, gotten to that peak or gotten to that mountain, the top of that mountain, and you just continue to work. And you can, you know, you can see that with Kobe. I think with Tiger Woods yesterday, his caddy didn't tell him until he finished 18 and he was walking, you know, to sign his scorecard. That's when he found out about it. And you could see the devastation on his face because him and Kobe, they were very close. So, you know, it's just a desire to be the best. And once you get to that mountaintop, you know, it's desire to want to stay there. And you know, because you can easily be distracted. You can let yourself say, you know what, you know, I'm the best of all time. And then, you know, you can let yourself go for a little bit and stop working as hard. But, you know, Kobe was not that type of guy. He wanted to stay at the top of that mountain. And I think he just continued to work.
Jerry Rice brought to you by Xfinity, joining Joe Lowe and Dibs here on 95.7 The Game. I'm embarrassed to ask, but I don't even know. Did you know Kobe at all? I'm just assuming you two had come across each other at some point.
Yeah, I have done a couple commercials with him, and we did this one we called Owned It. And, you know, he said, you know, in this commercial, he was speaking, you know, to people in the audience and all that. So he wanted people to own it because, and I was like, man, I'm retired now. He said, still own retirement. You know, just something like that. It was a fun commercial, but, you know, just to be in his presence is something that was so surreal because you knew that this was like one of the greatest basketball players to ever play the game. But, you know, his personality and how he would just draw you in, it was just incredible. And, you know, I'm glad I had the opportunity to meet him and also get to know him.
Jerry, there's certain people that transcend beyond their sport. What is it, and you happen to be one of those guys, what is it about the Kobe that made him transcend beyond basketball?
Well, I think it was just that he was relentless. I mean, man, it's like he wanted to kill you on that basketball court. It was never a practice. You know, it was competition and it was serious. And it was the same thing for me. You look at, you know, like a Tiger Woods, or Michael Jordan, it's the same thing. It's never practice. It's all about, you know, the time that you're putting in on that floor, trying to become a better athlete. And, you know, you could see that in Kobe. And I think that's really what made him so great.
The icon, Jerry Rice, with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Because we're not going to get a chance to speak with you between now and game day, I was just curious, Jerry, your thoughts for Super Bowl 54. If you had to give us a prediction, which direction would you be going?
San Francisco is going to win. That's what, you know, I never really make predictions or anything like that. You know, I just let the game unfold and let the players play the game.
I'm with you on that. Me too.
I feel like we have the better team with the San Francisco 49ers. The defense that we have, the rushing game that we have, we have three running backs that's like over 500-some yards, you know, during the season. And I think the scoring went up from 52.5 to 54.5, and I think we're going to pretty much control the game with the running game.
There it is, boys and girls. Hall of Famer, three-time Super Bowl champ, former Niner wide receiver, the great Jerry Rice with us here on 95.7 The Game. Jerry, we appreciate your time. Hopefully we see you in South Beach. Travel safe. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right. Let's go Niners.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.